Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Count on Walsh's Ace for everything, from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of Lacrosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Sounds like a good idea. Maybe a Henry Bray for Boscobel dog catcher sign or something. But anyway, we're back. Bottom of four. Brooks Chandler leads it off for Blanchardville. 2-2 ball game here in playoff baseball. Jennings with a pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Chandler with a big old swing. Chandler, Dasher, and Knutson here in the bottom of the fourth for the Bullets. Here's the pitch. Changeup stays inside. One ball and one strike to the batter. Arena always traveling well. Good bunch of folks with light blue shirts on up in the stands today. This one is upstairs for a ball. 2-1. Nate back to work. Here's the pitch. Inside. Backed him away, and it's ball three. 3-1. I brought my buggins along with me today, but no need. A little bit of a breeze. We're in the booth today. There's ball four, and Chandler takes a free pass. So three walks now given up by Nate Jennings. Leadoff man is on for Blanchardville for the first time today. And that brings up Dakota Dasher. Dakota walked and scored back in the second. Blanchardville scoring both of its run in the second. RBIs from Enloe and Brewer. So a runner leading at first base. Jennings throws over there. Kind of one of those just going through the motion throws, and then he'll often come back with a little bit more mustard on it. Chandler with a bit of a lead. Throw over to Spurley, and the batter, or the runner, is back in time. So back into business again. Runner leading at first base. Dasher standing in. He squares. It's bunted. Nice one. Out in front of the plate. Picked up by Nate. Throw to first, and they got him. Runner at second on the sacrifice. So Blanchardville putting the runner over on the sack bunt by Dasher. That is a 1-3 put out at first base. And that will bring up Elijah Knutson. Knutson singled and scored last time. Base hit here could possibly score that run from second base and give Blanchardville a lead. Ain't ready. There's the pitch inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Chandler leads from second. 1-0 offering, and here's the pitch, and that one is inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Knutson standing back in. Jennings ready with a 2-0. It is called a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Temperature is 77 degrees in Blanchardville. Comfortable day and good game here. Hope you're enjoying it on the radio. 2-1 is popped up. Foul ball giving chase is Miles, but it is going to be out of play. Couple of strikes now on the batter. Chandler back to second base. And Nate Jennings set to work from the stretch. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing, get a miss, and there are two outs. Big strikeout for Nate Jennings and the Aces. Strikeout number three. And that brings up Hunter Enloe, who doubled and knocked in a run back in the second inning. Arena playing deep in all fields for the number eight man, the pitcher. Jennings with a pitch. That's going to be just a little outside. One ball and no strikes. Jennings to the belt. 1-0 offering is taken for a strike. 1-1. Nate likes that inside pitch and got it called again right there. 1-1. Chandler leading at second base. Here's the pitch ripped toward first. Oh, Al Sperry snags the line drive. Holy cow. Spider-Man Spurley over there pulls in a line drive fastball going opposite way by Enloe, and that is out number three. Enloe couldn't have hit it more on the nose. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left at second for Blanchardville. We go to inning number five. It is a 2-2 ball game between Blanchardville and Arena. Exciting hometown of baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Baskerville. Napa know-how.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Wilson back, and we are underway in the top of the fifth inning. He'll be followed by Arena's top of the order, Eli Ault and Jimmy Jennings. Foul out of play and strike two now on the batter. 2-2 ball game. We go nine innings. We're in the top of the fifth here in Blanchardville. Here comes Enloe looking in for the sign. Now time is called by the batter. Dots will step back out. There's the pitch and a swing and a miss. And there is one away. That will bring up the top of the order, and Elijah Ault, he's been on base a couple of times. Singled in the first and reached on an error in the third and scored one of Arena's two runs. Enloe's been on since the beginning. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Time out for the plate to be swept off. Catcher, a little bit of a shot on that one. He is all right and ready. 1-0 offering. Here's the pitch. And Eli went around, tried to hold it, and could not. The count goes to one ball and one strike. All taps the plate. 1-1 offering from Hunter Enloe. Changeup. Well hit left center field and deep. That ball is off the fence in left center. Eli Hall cruising to second base, and he's there with a stand-up two-bagger. Good hit by Hall. Gave it a good shot, and now the batter will be Jimmy Jennings. Jimmy has reached on a fielder's choice and reached on an error. Number two batter in the arena order. So a man at second base. Potential go-ahead run for the Aces here. Enloe looking in for the sign from Knutson. Alt with a big lead at second. Here's the pitch. High. One ball and no strikes. Enloe checking the sign, the runner, and now the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes. Arena trying to take the lead back. Enloe is set. And here's the pitch to the plate. Down low for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Jimmy Jennings, a good hitter in the two slot for Arena. Does a good job advancing runners. This situation, trying to make base. 3-0 offering from Enloe. And here's the pitch. That is high. Ball four. He walked him on four pitches. So two aboard with one away for Arena in the fifth inning. And Nate Jennings will be the batter. That is the second walk given up by Enloe. Nate today has hit into a fielder's choice twice. He's certainly a tough out. And Blanchardville now going to work on him. Alt at second, Jimmy Jennings at first. Enloe ready to go. And here's the pitch. That one is outside. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Jennings works his way in. Enloe to the belt. Checks runners at one and two. And here is the 1-0 offering down low. That's six straight out of the strike zone delivered by Hunter Enloe. And Arena just taking its time up there. 2-0 offering. Enloe back and ready. Alt with a big lead at second base. Here's the pitch. That's ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Enloe having a hard time finding the plate right now. And Arena just standing there, threatening to load the bases. 3-0 offering. Enloe with a pitch. That's going to be called a strike. 3-1 on the batter. That one didn't make the strike zone by very much. Enloe comes back now with a 3-1 offering on Nate Jennings. The stretch and the pitch, and he walked him. Alt goes to third. Jimmy Jennings at second. Nate Jennings at first base. And Zach Cady will be the batter. Larry Slim out of the dugout for Blanchardville, and he is out to have a word with his pitcher, his infield, and his catcher. Everybody joining the party. The bases are loaded. We're in the fifth and only one away. Hometown of baseball on WRCL. Been a all-time summer fun thing for us here. And it continues today in the playoffs. Sponsored in part by Meister Cheese, Brouhaha Roasters, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Scott Industries, Arneson Service and Repair, Cardinal Glass CG, Muscadet Mini Mart, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Jones Chevrolet, along with Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Electric, Walsh's Ace, Julie's Tax Service, and Chitwood Electric. Hometown of Baseball 2025. They're going to stay with Enloe as Schlem and company leave the mound, and they leave Hunter Enloe to get back to work. One away. The first batter went out quickly, but now a double and two walks. The bases are loaded up for the Aces in the fifth inning, and Zach Cady, the batter. Zach has flown out to center, and he has struck out. Enloe, ready to work. Here's the pitch to Cady. It's taken for a bullseye. Nothing in one. Spurley due next for the Aces, adorned in the dark blue with light blue lettering uniforms. Runners lead at first, second, and third. Enloe checking, and the pitch down low and back to the screen. They're going to try to score. Alt charging home, and he'll score. 3-2. Arena. Alt coming in on the play. Jennings to third. Jennings to second. 1-1 on Zach Cady. So Alt scoring on a wild pitch. Hits are even in the game at 3. Arena leads on the scoreboard, 3-2. Blanchardville has committed 4 errors today. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Count at 1-2 on Zach Cady. Time taken. He is back in. Enloe to the belt. Here's the pitch. That one got away. Nice snag by Knutson, keeping the runners honest on the bases. And the count goes to 2-2. Jennings brothers leading at second and third. 2-2. Here's the pitch from Enloe. It's outside. Full count offering now. Three balls, 2 strikes. Cady cocks the bat. Here's the pitch. Low, he walked him. So they're loaded up here in Blanchardville once again. 3 walks in the inning. Jimmy Jennings at third. Nate Jennings at second. Zach Cady at first. And Alan Spurley, the batter. Still only one away here in the inning. Enloe trying to get out of the fifth. There is a force at any base for Blanchardville. Here comes the pitch, fouled off by Al, back to the screen, and it is nothing in one. That might get a piece of the umpire as well. Henry taking a beating back there today. So they'll give him a chance to get a breather. The catcher, out of courtesy, heading back to the pitcher's mound area. And, again, been a rough one back there. I think he was in Arena when he set his own personal record of getting hit like 13 times or something like that. At least that's what he claimed. He's been hit pretty good about 3 times today. The rough one. There's a nice old John Deere coming down the road. Probably coming to watch the game. Only in a small town. Good stuff. All right. Henry's a little more coherent, and we're ready to go again. Nothing in one from Enloe. Runners leading at 1, 2, and 3 with one away in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Down low. Nice block by Knutson. Kept the ball in front. Otherwise, Arena could have had a 2-run lead. 1-1 on Spurley. Here's the next pitch, ripped in the air, right field. Right fielder can't get it, it's over his head. And that might clear the bases. Scoring is Jimmy Jennings. Nate Jennings will score. And it is staying at third base there, Cady. But now all of a sudden, Arena has plated A three-run lead here on a big hit by Alan Spurley. He burned the right fielder there, who came in a step or two, and then it was well over his head, and Arena puts two more on the board here. Katie stays at third base, and Spurley at second base. Max Miles will be the batter. Two RBIs on that one. 5-2 Arena. And here is Miles. He's been on a couple of times. Here's one popped toward right field again. Right fielder coming on. And he makes the grab and falls down. Katie did not tag. He is about two steps off the bag and then goes back to the third base bag. Johnson coming over and almost overran that one. Fell down but hauls it in for out number two. And the hitter will be Trey Schulte. Trey has singled to knock in a run, and he has grounded out. Three runs across in the inning, and Schulte will be the hitter. Enlo Erkin here in the fifth inning. And here's the pitch to Trey Schulte. Curveball is called a strike. Nothing in one. Trey is the eighth batter of the fifth for Arena. Enlo shakes the sign. Yes to the second sign. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two strikes on the hitter. So adjusting the helmet. Trey Schulte back in. He's got Katie at third. He's got Spurley at second. And two away in the fifth inning for the Aces. Enlo checks the runners. The two-strike offering is popped up. First base side. Schlemm giving chase, and he will run out of room. And Trey Schulte still alive. Arena having a big inning, trying to have an even bigger inning. Blanchardville has committed a total of four errors today, and again, three walks in the inning. Certainly helped the cause for Arena. 0-2 offering is swung on and bounced toward third. Glove there by Kleppe. The long throw dug out by Schlemm for the out. And that will do it. Here in the inning, Arena comes back to score three times. They do it with the aid of two base hits. There were no errors. And two left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number five. The Aces now lead it by a score of 5-2. Over host Blanchardville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Arena has made a pitching change. Eli Ault is now in, the right-hander warming up with catcher Max Miles. So Nate Jennings goes along the way and works a total of four innings today. Strikes out three batters, walks three, and gives up a total of three hits. Does not hit a batter. And now Ault coming out in relief Eli Ault, who's a strong thrower, quick worker, and good control of where he pitches it. Going to face Blanchardville in the fifth inning. And he'll see the 9-1 and 2 batters. Cole Brewer will lead it off, followed by Tyler McKean and Drew Schlimm. 5-2, Arena. Arena with 5 hits. Make that 4 hits and 5 runs. 2 runs, 3 hits for the Bullets. Brewer had a fielder's choice RBI last time. All set to work. First pitch of the bottom of the fifth. And there it is. That is called a strike. Jimmy Jennings at second base. Nate Jennings at shortstop. Here's the pitch. And that one is called a strike. Nothing in two to the batter. The windup and the pitch. That one is a ball. One and two. Now I've got my Jennings mixed up. Jimmy's at short. Nate's at second. One and two, the pitch, swing and a miss. And there's one out for strikeout for Ault. And Tyler McKean will be the batter. He flew out to left field in the first and grounded out in the second. Batting here in the fifth inning. Ault from the windup. There's the pitch. There's a strike. Nothing in one to the batter. One up, one down, and one strike on the batter. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball to the mound. Picked up by Ault. Underhand flip over to Spurley. Two up, two down in the Blanchardville order. And that will bring up Drew Schlimm. Drew has doubled and grounded out here today. And he is set to go. So, let's see. Has there been a 1-2-3 inning? Well, technically not, but Arena was able to get a runner out on the bases. This one's called a strike, nothing in one, and then faced the minimum in the third. Here's the pitch, high fly to right field. Going back second base, going in as the right fielder, and it's going to be dropping in there. Flipping it back toward the pitcher. On the play, Drew Schlimm doesn't stop. He goes to second base. So a shallow right field double there for Drew Schlimm as he makes his way in. Nate Jennings was going back. Alex Stotts was coming in. It kind of fell in between him, and then Nate flipped it back toward Alan Spurley, hoping that Al might have a better beat on that runner, whether he was going to take a wide turn. By that point, Drew Schlimm was already headed to second, and he gets there. Jameson Johnson, the batter. He'll take a look at a ball outside. Miles out to haul that one in and keep the runner at second base. One ball and no strikes from Ault. Eli checks the runner. Here's the pitch. High fly left field. Left fielder over along the line, and it is hooking foul. It'll be caught, but it is out of play. Goes as a long and loud strike on Jameson. Drew Schlimm back at second base. Schlimm taking a bit of a lead over there. One ball and one strike on Jameson Johnson. Ault with a pitch. Changeup hangs above the letters. 2-1 to the batter. Ault back to the glove. And the pitch. He wanted to offer but did not. It's a ball. 3-1 now to the batter. Drew Schlimm getting the lead from second base. 3-1 from Ault. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Ball four. He walked in. There are two aboard now for Blanchardville in the fifth inning. And that'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Kyle Kleppe. That means the tying run is at the plate for the Bullets. Schlimm at second. Johnson at first. Again, Clippy looking for his first base hit. See a big spot for the Bullets. All set, the pitch in the dirt, and it gets by the catcher. And runners are going to move, or are they? You're going to say it hit his bat, I think. So runners stay put. Time is called. The catcher might have taken a piece of that one as well. So runners back to their respective bags for Kleppe. The left-hander standing back in. Two away in the fifth inning. Alt ready. Here comes the pitch. Changeup is called a strike. So two on the batter. Two outs. Chandler due next for the Bullets. Alt back and ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So I guess it was not two strikes. It is now 1-2 on the batter. That first one, in which he went back to the screen, the runners did not advance. I assume maybe it hit his bat. Runners were not allowed to move, but it must not have. 1-2, the pitch. Ooh, just missed. Two balls and two strikes on Kleppe. All trying to work out of it for Arena in the bottom of the fifth inning. Aces have taken a three-run lead and trying to maintain that. Tying limit at the plate for Blanchardville. Two balls, two strikes. Alt's pitch hit high in the air. Third base side. Running out of room now are the fielders. It's out of play. So a good chance, good team effort for Arena to try and get that out in foul ground. But couldn't quite do it. So the ball goes back to Alt. Schlamm at second. Johnson at first base. Two balls, two strikes from Alt. Here's the pitch. Pop foul again. Foul straight back into the net. And they'll come back and do it again. 5-2, Arena leading, bottom of five. A game whose pace has slowed a little bit here today. Long way to go yet in this one. Two balls, two strikes on Kleppe. Alt with a pitch. Little lollipop curveball. It's outside and high. And now full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The Blanchardville's cleanup hitter. Alt trying to win the battle. Payoff pitch, and here it is. Runners moving. This one is going to be high in the air behind second base. Who's got it? Jimmy Jennings back from the shortstop side, and he's got it for out number three, and that'll do it. Arena gets out of it here in the inning. No runs and a hit, no errors. Two stranded for the Bullets. We go to inning number six, Arena 5, Blanchardville 2, in home talent baseball from WRCO Sports.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
For
over 60 years, Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company has sold farm equipment, construction equipment, personal items, and real estate at auction. Sellers use Wilkinson Auction Company's experience and skill to get more money for their property at auction. They sell property at auction across Wisconsin and the Midwest. They also have a full-service real estate brokerage company selling real estate including homes, farms, business property, and hunting land. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Juan Chirivella has made a pitching change as we get into the sixth inning. Tyler Simmons now pitching. Going to center field is Hunter Enloe, replacing A.J. Hendrickson, who comes out of the ballgame. So that is the latest and the move here made by manager Larry Schlemm. Enloe in the game, working a total of five innings. He strikes out a total of four batters, walks four, and gives up a total of four base hits. Time for the plate to be swept off. Dawson Cole will lead it off for Arena. He'll be followed by Alex Stotts and Eli Ault. 5-2, Arena Aces leading. So Simmons takes over the mound duties. He's a lefty as well. This one is down low. One ball and no strikes. Blanchardville going with a pair of lefties so far in the game. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. That one is low. Two balls and no strikes. Cole, Stotts, and Ault due for Arena, leading it 5-2 in the sixth. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Simmons with a good one. Back to work immediately. The batter is back in. And the pitcher winds and deals. This one lifted towards center. Center fielder coming on. It's going to drop in there for a base hit. Leadoff hit for Arena, meeting the new pitcher with a single is Dawson Cole. That'll bring up Alex Stotts here in the sixth inning. Arena with about three extras in the lineup today, or possibilities in the lineup. Blanchardville probably has a little deeper bench. Here's the pitch. Batter bunts and offered. Throw back to first. Not in time. Good throw by Knutson down to Schlemm, but Cole is back in time. Stotts trying to help the cause and bring him around. Nothing and one to the batter. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Simmons concerning himself with that runner. Pitcher is back to work. Nothing and one. The pitch to Stotts. Swing and a bouncer. Third base side and foul. Two strikes. So that will send Dawson Cole all the way. He had rounded second back to first base. And a two-strike pitch on Alex Stotts. Cole standing right on the first base bag. Now inches off. Drew Schlemm playing the bag for the Bullets. Simmons with a pitch. Swing and a foul tip, and they got him swinging. There is one away. First strikeout for Tyler Simmons, and that'll bring up Eli Ault. One on, one away in the Arena half of the sixth inning. Ault has been on all three times, a single. He reached on an error in the third and doubled in the fifth. He has scored twice. Here's the pitch, taken for a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Arena leading by three runs. We're in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Backed him away. It's a ball, evens the count. One ball and one strike. Eli back and ready. Cole leads at first base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Alt, all-around player now pitching after starting the game at shortstop. Been kind of a natural way that Arena has done it this year, usually starting Jennings and then going to Alt or vice versa. Or at least one time, Alt went the distance. That was against Muscadet, and he and Alex Meister got into a really good game. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Back to the pitcher. Simmons ready. There's the pitch. That one is high. Evens the count at two balls and two strikes. Alt going for the cycle today. Simmons to the belt. Here's the pitch. Down low, and it gets by easily. Getting to second base is Dawson Cole. So Arena continues to take advantage. Full count now on Eli Alt. Payout pitch from Simmons. This one fouled off, and that one is out of play. Eli Alt staying alive. He's a tough out. He'll be up there. Whacking away. Runner in scoring position, getting a pretty good sized lead out there, is Cole. There's the pitch, and it's ball four, and Alt is aboard. Two on, only one away for Jimmy Jennings. Jimmy today has reached on a fielder's choice. He has been aboard via an error, and he has walked and scored. Still only one away in the Arena half of the sixth inning. Simons to the belt. Here's the pitch. Batter showed bunt and then brought it back. One ball and no strikes. Here's the next pitch, fouled off. Good swing by Jimmy. Two strikes on the batter. Cole at second. Alt at first. Simmons set to work. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball in play. First base side. Played by the second baseman. Foot race to the bag. Not in time. Beating it out at first base was Jimmy Jennings. He got there before an unassisted play try by the second baseman, Cole Brewer. Jimmy picking it up and getting down the line. I don't think his dad, Nick, ever ran that fast. The runners at first and second and third, and the batter, Nate Jennings. Cole at third, Alt at second. Jimmy Jennings is at first base. Here's the pitch, and that one is a ball. Call that one a hit from Jimmy. One ball, no strikes to Nate. They're loaded up here in the sixth inning. Simmons to the belt. Here's the pitch. Popped up, first base side, and drifting out of play. Count goes to one ball and one strike. Still only one away in the sixth inning for Arena at the plate. Bases jammed with aces. 1-1 offering taken for a strike. Count goes to 1-2. I need Mr. Miyagi with his chopsticks to get this fly. Can't quite do it with my hands. 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. He chased one. And that is out number two. So the batter will be Zach Cady with a chance for Arena to do some damage, but it'll take a two-out hit Ace is leading by a score of 5-2 here in HTL action. Base is loaded. Here's the pitch to Katie. Fouled off and strike one. Runners back to 1, 2, and 3. Arena's had a lot of base runners today. They have stranded 5 so far. Katie has flown out. He has struck out and walked. Nothing in one. The pitch down low. Good snag by the catcher, Knutson. One ball and one strike to the batter. Simmons, second left-hander of the day for Blanchardville. Trying to set down the aces. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So Katie down to his final strike. Arena down to its final out in the sixth inning. Tyler Simmons looking in for the target from Knutson. To the belt. Time is called. A lot of time between pitches here for both. There's no pitch clock in home talent baseball. But too much time for Zach Cady's liking. Wound up taking time before the 1-2 offering. One ball and two strikes from Simmons. Runners lead at first, second, and third for the Aces. Simmons with a pitch. It's high. Two balls and two strikes to Zach Cady. Al Spurley due next for Arena. Runners tag and get their leads at first, second, and third. 2-2 offering to Zach Cady. It's high, ball three. Full up now on the hitter. Full count. Two outs. Bases loaded. The runners will be moving. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him. That'll do it. So Arena puts up a big threat, but nothing to show for it in the inning. No runs. They pick up a pair of base hits. There were no errors and 3 left aboard. We go to the last of the sixth inning here in Blanchardville. The Arena Aces continue to lead it 5-2 over the host Bullets from WRCO Sports.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Welcome back to Blanchardville. They are moving into the bottom of the sixth inning. Brooks Chandler, the DH, will lead it off. And I believe there is maybe a vehicle over there that is causing a little bit of glare over on the left field side. So there's a concern if there's a left-handed batter. I don't think there's any concern for a right-handed batter right now, but they'll take care of that. Brooks Chandler, the DH, will stand in against Eli Ault. 5-2 Arena leading, bottom of six. Ault in the motion, and here's the pitch. Bouncing ball sharply to short. Picked up there by Jennings, and Jimmy whips it over for out number one. One up, one down. Dakota Dasher will be the batter. Dakota has walked and scored and laid down a sacrifice. So he will move up on the bat and stand in here now. Ault on for his second inning of work. This one with a changeup is called a strike. Nothing in one. Inside corner. 5 runs and 6 hits for Arena today. Pitches outside for a ball. 2 runs, 4 hits for Blanchardville. A glaring notice is 4 errors on the board. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. Now to 2-1 now. From the windup, here's the pitch by Ault. This one fouled off for strike two. The North All-Stars beating the West All-Stars by a score of 3-1 on Friday night, a game played at Sauk City, at the Sauk City Community Park. Here's the pitch. That one bounced toward third. Down out of it is Trey Schulte across the diamond, and they got him. Trey over to Spurley. 2 up, 2 down. And that will bring up Elijah Knutson. Knutson coming in now. Muscadet had a good night. Mason Atkins pitched a strong second inning, and Casey Layton had a couple of good plays at second base. So the West got beat 3-1. There's some good individual efforts. Knutson 1-for-2 today. Here's the pitch from Ault, and it's down low. 1 ball and no strikes. Ault back to the hill. 1-0 offering. There it is. It's going to be rocked up the middle and in there for a base hit. 2-out single for Knutson. 1 on with 2 away for Hunter Enloe, who started the game pitching and then stayed in the game to go to center field. Drew Nosker coming in to do the running at first base on the courtesy run for the catcher. Timeout for the plate to be swept off. Two outs, one on in the sixth, and all is all set to work to Enloe. Hunter cocks the bat. Ault with a pitch. That is called a strike, or is it? Nope, called inside. Inside and strike sounded about the same for me. 1 ball, no strikes. Ault set. Here's the pitch. That one is called a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. Next weekend, Packer football preseason action right here on WRCO. They had their family night last night. 2-0 offering is chopped towards shortstop. Jimmy Jennings is on, goes the short route to brother Nate at second. And that is out number 3 on the force. Enloe into a fielder's choice. And Blanchardville retired in the sixth inning. No runs and a hit. No errors and 1 left aboard. We go to inning number 7 of our scheduled 9 this afternoon. Arena continues to lead it to the tune of 5-2 over Blanchardville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Alan Spurley leads off the seventh and takes a look at a ball. One ball, no strikes. Arena leading it 5-2. Spurley, then Max Miles and Trey Schulte in the seventh for the visiting aces. Simmons for the wind up the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike to the batter. We've been to a lot of locations in this area over the years with home talent games on occasion. Allendale and Wyo, we've been there too. 1-1 pitch. Down low for a ball. Back of the base, South Wayne had a ball club. We were there once. See them, some of our closer proximity places to Richland Center. But we were there once. 2-1 offering, the pitch down low for a ball. 3-1. Arena with 5 runs and 6 hits, 2 and 5 hits for Blanchardville. Winner plays in the section final coming up next Sunday. 3-1 offering, the pitch is called a strike. Full count now on the batter. Early with that 2 RBI double. Helped break the game open a little bit for Arena back in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Down low, he walked in. Spurley will take his first base bag, and that will bring up Max Miles. That's the second free pass yielded by Tyler Simmons, who came out on relief in the sixth inning. Miles has reached base a couple of times. He has reached on an error and walked, and he has flown out. Runner at first and nobody away. Here's Simmons' pitch, and it's taken for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Bullets at double play depth here in the seventh inning. Simmons ready. Batter shows bunt. Bunts it out in front of the plate. Nice jump. It's going to be picked up. The throw got him at first. On the play, Spurley pushed over to second base on the sacrifice bunt. So a 2-3 put out on the sacrifice, and that will bring up Trey Schulte. Trey 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the second inning. Runner at second. Simmons concerns himself briefly with that. And now to the plate, and that one is high. 1 ball and no strikes to the batter. As we approach the 3 o'clock mark, this game will be 2 hours old at that point. Simmons again to the belt. And the 1-0 offering is taken down low for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes to the hitter. Arena taking advantage of every little thing. Scored a run back in the second with an RBI, but Max Miles had reached on an error. Here's the pitch inside, backed him away. 3 balls and no strikes. Those 3 runs that came across in the fifth inning for Arena, they came on 2 hits. It took advantage of couple of walks, make that three walks back to back to back. 3-0 on Trey. Here's the pitch, and he walked in. Two aboard now with only one away in the seventh inning for Arena. And Dawson Cole, number 12, will be the batter. Before that, there is a mound visit now from manager Larry Schlemm out of the dugout to have a word with his pitcher and his defense. So as they do that, two on, one away in the top of the seventh inning. Again, Packer football coming up, preseason football on Saturday night. Our first high school game on August 22nd on a Friday night. We'll have that for you. In between, we'll have to see the always intense knockdown, dragout Church League softball championship game coming up later this month. They'll start the tournament on Tuesday night, but that's always a really fun broadcast for us. The conference is over. Blanchardville staying with Simmons and everybody back into position now. And the batter is Dawson Cole. Two on, one away in the top of the seventh inning. Arena trying to